a loon.
What do I
tell
you? Is that real fancy or?
Yeah, I reckon they are fancy. They used to be. That's all people ever put on top of their beds. I forgot about sisters. I never did have one myself, but I've seen people that used to weave, you know, and they'd weave them. And people used to weave their clothes, didn't they?
Yes,
they did. Their underclothes and all. Yes, ma'am, they sure did.
Yeah,
you see a woman sit down to a loom that knows her business, you know, and go to weaving. It's pretty to watch. And they make stripes in the stuff, you know. They make them canvas pins with different stripes in them, and they're really pretty when they get them done. But I ain't seen no weaving done in a long, long time.
Yeah, did you ever do any?
Mm-hmm. No, I never could, I never did try to weave. But I could have learned how. Now, I've spun a thread on a wheel, old-timey wheel, you know. And knit, I've knit socks, yarn socks, and knit gloves, and different things. With knit needles.
Yeah.
Four knit needles. Oh, I used to like to card and spin better than anything, you know. Card the rolls and then spin them. And that's what old people used to do. The ones that didn't weave, they'd card and spin wool, you know, and make a thread out of the wool, and then knit socks or gloves or anything you wanted to. Now that's the way people used to live.
Oh, I guess. Okay, this is something that at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
What?
Do you remember something about twice as long as a pillow?
Why, that is a... it's a bolster.
Okay.
Bolster.
You say the bolster doesn't go part way across the bed, it goes...
Well, I've seen them go far across, but some just go about half.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that... you may have remembered, it's a bed cover. You make it by hand and you can wash it and you piece it together.
Oh, I guess that's crocheting, ain't it?
No, I'm thinking of, you make the top first and then
you... Oh, yeah, I've made lots of top quilts, you know?
Yeah.
And then put a line into it, and put cotton between the lining and the top. And them's called quilts.
It's bed cover.
I made a lot of them. Still got a whole lot.
Do you ever make any of those with the really fancy patterns?
I used to, but I don't now. I got where I can't sew on the machine. My legs won't. I can't tramp the treadle, you know, and I don't have no electric machine. And I give all my fancy quilts to my son and my daughter. And I had seven apiece for them. And they were really pretty. But I don't make them more now because I know that the men hurt won't live long and I've got enough quilts and blankets to do it as long as I need.
Okay, this is something, a little bed, I guess you'd call it, that you make on the floor, maybe for children.
Baby bed.
Yeah, but you put it on the floor.
Baby quilt?
No, it's a, like say if you had a lot of company over and you didn't have enough beds for everybody,
mm-hmm.
So you'd make the children a, what?
What was that Kathy bought her little girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That little thing that Kathy bought for her baby when he was little and he'd sleep in.
It's not necessarily for a baby, though.
They call them pallets, pitch beds on the floor. Call that pallets. Fix bed on the floor when that's
I mean, is it?